Imagine falling deeply in love with someone who seems perfect, attentive, romantic, committed, only to watch them transform into your worst nightmare. This devastating pattern affects countless women across all backgrounds and education levels. The most bewildering aspect? These relationships don't begin with warning signs, but with intoxicating romance, creating a euphoric state that feels transformative. Our culture reinforces this through countless stories, portraying romantic love as the magical force that completes us. The relationship accelerates at breakneck speed, preventing the normal progression of discovery between partners. Both wear romantic blinders, blocking out anything contradicting their ideal image of each other. Many feature a rescuing dynamic, where capable women rush to support partners with patterns of instability, only to be pulled under themselves. The first warning sign typically emerges during a seemingly minor incident when charm suddenly transforms into rage and character attacks. Rather than recognizing this red flag, women rationalize it as an anomaly caused by external stress. If misogynists were consistently angry, these rationalizations would quickly wear thin. Instead, they switch unpredictably between charm and rage, creating an emotional seesaw that keeps women confused and anxious. The loving behavior between outbursts convinces women the real man is the kind one, while the angry side is temporary, similar to gambling addiction, where intermittent rewards keep you playing despite mounting losses. When experiencing this Jekyll-Hyde behavior, women often conclude, "If he can be so wonderful, it must be something I'm doing wrong." The misogynist reinforces this by claiming he would always be nice if only she would change. This represents a dangerous regression, from recognizing troublesome behavior to justifying it to internalizing responsibility for it. When a misogynist first attacks his partner's self-respect, he's testing boundaries. If she doesn't resist, she unwittingly permits continued abuse. Unlike healthy relationships where power struggles can be negotiated respectfully, the misogynistic relationship becomes a battlefield where he must win and she must lose. His arsenal includes direct attacks like yelling, threatening, temper tantrums, and constant criticism. Some wear down partners through unrelenting criticism, masquerading as helping them improve. Beyond obvious psychological abuse lie subtle manipulative techniques that erode a woman's ability to think clearly. Through denial, he convinces his partner incidents never happened. Rather than outright denial, some reshape episodes to fit their version of events. Facts become malleable, twisted to justify their moods or needs. They contend their bad behavior merely responds to their partner's deficiencies, shifting blame while avoiding acknowledgement of their shortcomings. Perhaps most insidiously, the misogynist systematically narrows his partner's world. This control often begins subtly, even appearing as flattery, expressing how much he misses her during brief separations. This devotion quickly transforms into possessiveness over many aspects of her life, resulting in a seriously limited world. The misogynist transforms intimate aspects of life into battlegrounds for power and control. In the bedroom, he dictates when and how sex occurs, prioritizing only his needs. Women face impossible double binds. Withdrawal makes them frigid, while initiation labels them demanding. Some express hostility through sexual brutality or make relentless demands that turn intimacy into obligation. Money management reveals power dynamics clearly. Good provider misogynists are financially stable but controlling, operating on the principle, "I'm bringing home money, therefore I'm boss." Tragic heroes orchestrate their own financial disasters while expecting their partners to rescue them. The misogynist views children as powerful rivals for affection. He gets to be the number one kid, using children in his quest for control. When feeling betrayed by attention to children, he attacks his partner's adequacy as a mother, though maternal competence is rarely the real issue. Children in these households experience tremendous rage, tension, and frustration, often expressing these feelings through psychosomatic complaints, school difficulties, depression, and nightmares. Women often stay in abusive relationships because of intense emotional forces that keep them hooked. Addictive love functions like other addictions. There's a compulsive need, intense suffering when separated, and a high nothing else matches. Many women who become emotionally dependent on misogynistic partners are extremely independent elsewhere in their lives. Contrary to expectations, mistreatment often strengthens a woman's bond to her abuser. Nothing hooks a woman more addictively than his unpredictable swings between love and abuse. Like a slot machine with sporadic payouts, this keeps her off balance and engaged. She's not seeking pain, but frantically trying to avoid being hurt. The misogynist's inconsistent behavior creates a belief that she must fix whatever's wrong. Unfortunately, there is no magic key. His outbursts and tenderness generally have little to do with her behavior. He's driven by his own inner demons, yet she clings to the fantasy that he'll change, using the smallest rays of light to foster this hope. While the misogynist's behavior is cruel, examining his driving forces reveals tremendous anxiety about women. He's caught between needing a woman's love and deeply fearing her power to emotionally annihilate him. In healthy families, mothers nurture while fathers help boys pull away to avoid overdependence. In misogynists' families, this balance is disrupted. The father is either frightening or passive, leaving the boy with mother as his universe's center. Some boys learn misogyny by watching fathers abuse mothers. Others develop it when mothers are dominating and controlling, preventing healthy independence. When a mother constantly rescues her son from life's frustrations, she teaches dangerous entitlement. He learns he deserves a life without irritations, and someone will always fix his problems. Misogynists enter adult relationships with deeply ambivalent feelings about women, transferring their maternal relationships onto partners. Though chronologically adults, psychologically, they remain frightened children. All their controlling behaviors stem from profound fear of abandonment that must be defended against at all costs. Every woman in a long-term misogynistic relationship has bartered away parts of herself to keep peace. Nothing prevents you from reclaiming these valuable aspects of your life. After ending her destructive relationship, Rosalind rebuilt her failing business and rediscovered her passion for China painting. A toxic relationship consumes enormous energy, while self-kindness is exhilarating. Taking back yourself gives you the chance to reverse negative role modeling that your children may have internalized. Your courage to rebuild creates a powerful new example for children of both genders. Many wonderful, caring men genuinely like women and value their uniqueness. They aren't threatened by a woman's intelligence or competence because they're secure in their own adequacy. There's no contradiction between being loving and taking care of yourself. The greatest gift you can give yourself and any partner is your sense of self-worth and expectation of love and good treatment. You deserve nothing less than a relationship built on mutual respect, where power flows freely between equal partners who celebrate rather than diminish each other's strengths.